Are you ready to take your intermittent fasting lifestyle to the next level? There's nothing better than community to help with that. In the Delay, Don't Deny community, we all embrace the clean fast, and there's just the right support for you as you live your intermittent fasting lifestyle. You can connect directly with me in the Ask Jen group, and I'll answer all of your questions personally. If you're new to intermittent fasting or recommitting to the intermittent fasting lifestyle, join the 28-Day Fast Start group. After your fast start, join us for support in the first year group. Need tips for long-term maintenance? We have a place for that. There are many more useful spaces beyond these, and you can interact in as many as you like. Visit jenstevens.com/community to join us. An annual membership costs just over $1 a week when you do the math. If you aren't ready to fully commit for a year, join for a month, and you can cancel at any time. If you know you'll want to stay forever, we also have a lifetime membership option available. IF is free. You don't need to join our community to fast. But if you're looking for support from a community of like-minded intermittent fasters, we're here for you at jenstevens.com/community. That's jenstevens.com/community. These days, achieving my health and wellness goals is more about making healthy habits that stick and less about quick fixes. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest takes care of the planning, prep, and cleanup by delivering my favorite veggie and fruit-packed options straight to my door. Yesterday, I had a sweet potato and wild rice hash harvest bowl to open my window, then a great dinner with Chad later on, and then I had an apple and spiced oat bite to close. I'm going to have to start hiding those from Chad because he loves them too. Not really. The solution is simply order more. Create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time, go to dailyharvest.com/ifstories to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/ifstories for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/ifstories. Welcome to Intermittent Fasting Stories. I'm your host, Jen Stevens, author of the New York Times bestseller, Fast, Feast, Repeat, as well as the book that started it all, Delay, Don't Deny. I lost over 80 pounds thanks to intermittent fasting after learning how to delay my eating rather than denying myself the delicious foods I want to eat. Now, who's ready to hear an inspirational intermittent fasting story? That's why we're here. So let's get excited to talk to today's guest. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 130 of Intermittent Fasting Stories. Today, I'm here with Suzanne Stone. Suzanne lives in Tarzana, California, where she used to own a manicure business, but now she is a claims adjuster for a car insurance company. Welcome, Suzanne.
Hi, Jen.
Well, I'm glad to be here with you today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just getting through the whole Halloween thing and, you know, done with Halloween. I know that we're not going to be doing this until after the new year, but...
We're recording the day after Halloween, and we just had the time change. And by the time this airs, though, it'll be 2021, which I'm ready for 2021. How about you?
Yes, I am. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that at least part of that year is going to be okay. It's going to be good. I don't know about the beginning of the year, but hopefully the end. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Claiming it now. 2021 is going to be an amazing year.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
And luckily, we have intermittent fasting to help us make it even better.
Yes.
Thank goodness. It's gotten me through 2020. So
saves my life.
Yeah. So, you know, I like to start by asking, what brought you to intermittent fasting and when was that?
So, of course, my story is a long one. So I'll touch on the main points. I started my dieting life at the age of 10 because my father, you know, my parents are heavy, you know, I come from a long line of heavy people in my family, and food has always been a priority in our lives. And my father was heavy, and right around 10 years old, I started to get a little plump, and I think it was a growing spurt coming, but he saw it as being, oh no, not my daughter, not, you know. And since living in Los Angeles, even in the 70s, being thin was in, I should say. And he immediately put me on a diet, got rid of all the junk food in the house. Nobody could have junk food, and put me on a low carb diet and made me exercise like crazy. Like, he made me do 500 fast jump ropes every day, and he would sit there and count every single one of them.
Wow. I bet you can't even look directly at jump ropes now.
No. You know what? Exercise is just not my thing anyway. Now I think it's because of that. But yeah, no, jump ropes are, I like hula hoops. Hula hoops are fun, but jump ropes.
Yay. Hooray for hula hoops. I love them too. And I love my rebounder that I like to jump on. You know, that's so interesting. You know, the age of 10, it makes me think of my brother. I have two brothers. My youngest of the two, or the younger of the two, he's 14 years younger than me. But right around that same time, middle school, he went through a period of time where he was pudgy. And he just... After that, though, he slimmed right up. And now as an adult, he is really like, he's like so skinny and he cannot keep weight on. It was just a phase he went through where he was chubby. And now no matter how he eats, he's slim. So I wonder if that would have been the same for you if your dad had not intervened.
You never know. We'll never know. I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm not a very tall person. I'm only 5 feet tall. So, I mean, I don't know what my growing spurt was going to be like, but it could have possibly have, you know, leaned me out on my own and not have to intervene on a dietary plan. But, you know, I know he did. He meant well. I mean, I don't want everybody to think, oh, your father was so abusive. You know, it was just the times. It was the 70s. They didn't know any better. He grew up in a very, you know, I mean, he'd always say how his mother had plump arms like me and, you know, very plump. And my mom was overweight and her mom is overweight. And I have a lot of cousins that are very heavy. So he was just nervous for me and he didn't want me to go through that. And, you know, and I, of course, I had a couple of friends that were super skinny and he would, you know, say, why can't you be more like that? You know, and I'm just like, because I was born to the wrong family. Like, that's just, I mean, what can I say, you know? But then my father passed away at 18 and he would tell me all the time, you know, you're either going to be 100 pounds or you're going to be 160 pounds. You're not going to be anything in between. And at the time that he passed away, it was 2 weeks after my birthday. And, you know, and he had been sick for many years prior to that. So it was always a very traumatic thing for me. And I gained a lot of weight after he died because I felt free. Like, he wasn't there to control what I ate or, you know, say anything negative to me. And so I gained a lot of weight and I honestly don't remember how much, but I know I did. And it was also to protect me. I used it as a protection shield from, you know, I didn't want to date anybody. I didn't want to meet anybody. I just, you know, and that was my way of blocking people off. And, you know, honestly, it was always been a yo-yo diet for me ever since I was 10. So like Weight Watchers, Overeaters Anonymous, I did the pills. I never did the shots because I'm afraid of needles. So could not do the shots.
Well, I don't love needles, but I did the shots anyway. You know, I did all the shots. I did the shots that they gave you to take home. I did the shots you would go in and they would give you this lipotrophic or some magical thing that you just had the shot.
Oh my God, no.
I feel so silly.
My friend who's a diabetic, he wanted to test my blood and it took me an hour just to prick my finger because I wouldn't do it. I just kept pulling my finger away. No, no, leave me alone.
I think that the finger sticks are actually harder. Really, the finger sticks are worse.
That's why they're like, hey, here's something you could put in your belly and, you know, well, it's something like that. But, you know, and my attitude was, you know, basically, you know, I am who I am. I mean, it is what it is. And I mean, I tried summersizing. I lost 25 pounds on summersizing and I still have all her books.
I did summersize. I had all those books.
Her recipes are incredible. I always felt like, oh my, I kept them. I'm like, no. One day when I become this great cook again, You know, I live in an apartment and my kitchen is nothing. But if I ever, you know, end up getting into a home that has a magnificent kitchen, I'm going to become a cook and I'm going to bring down all of her recipes because they're amazing.
They are. And for anyone who didn't try her plan, I tried it over and over again because, again, the food, the recipes, it sounded so good. Her premise was food combining, and it was that you had to separate your, you could have a carb-heavy meal or you could have a low-carb meal, but you had to keep them separate, avoid the funky foods,
and
right?
Eat fruit first in the morning.
She had her list. Yeah. Right?
And it always made...
Yeah, I never lost weight on it, but it's your...
I lost 25 pounds, but then I hit a plateau. And of course, you know, you hit plateaus back, you know, back in the day when you didn't have confidence in the plan and you're just like, oh, forget it. So kept her books. I did the 6-week body makeover. I don't know if you ever heard of that one.
I did that one. Yes. Weren't you supposed to like not add any salt to your food?
No salt, no fat, and no sugar. And it was 6 meals a day, 6 tiny little meals a day, which when I calculated it, it was
like chicken.
Any, yeah, they gave you like a, you did a test on your body type. And if you were body type A, B, C, D, and, you know, of course, I saw this on a commercial, like one of those infomercials. I was out of work. I was miserable. I passed out on the couch in my living room, woke up to this infomercial and heard this woman say something about salt and burst into tears and like realized that salt was my enemy and bought the plan. I was just like, that was it.
Yeah, I did that plan. I remember the food was not good. Like you got like a notebook and all this stuff. Wasn't it right around like 99 or 2000?
Yeah,
right around
it
then?
Was around... No, I think for me it was around, I want to say 2006, 2007, because that's when I lost my job. But yeah, the food was bland, but man, I stuck to that thing like, you know, white on rice. I was just like, that was it. I was sticking to it. And I lost 55 pounds. And I mean, it came off like just melted off. And I was never going to try anything ever again. This was going to be my life. This was it. And I started to gain a little bit of the weight back because, you know, who can really eat 6 meals a day? I mean, who has the time? Who can stop in the middle of the day and say, oops, sorry, got to stop to eat right now every 2 to 3 hours like a child? Like, I started to gain weight. The food wasn't all that great. I started to pick.
And it wasn't good. That's what I remember. I don't think I lasted very long with that because it wasn't good. Any kind of diet plan, I think that's why I kept going back, like, you know, summersize, because her food was so good. Any plan where I could eat food that was delicious, I would stick to longer. And if it was very restrictive with the foods, I did it a little while, then I'm like,
yeah,
forget
it. Yeah, I stuck to this one. I was like 6 months, lost 55 pounds. I was good to go. And then I started to gain a little weight, noticed that, you know, hey, this is not sustainable, but I'm still going to give it a try. I'm still going to try it. And then 2012, I got diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And then the wonderful little roller coaster of life happened. And I had to get my thyroid removed. They had to put me on thyroid medication. So that, you know, took a while to figure out what dose I should be on. And I said to the doctor, you know, if I gain weight, I've lost 45 pounds. If I gain any weight, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to die. I'm just going to be so angry with you. And he goes, well, I guess I should go check it to make sure my life insurance policy is intact. And I was like, oh, that does not bode well for me. So, yeah. So in back in the day, and I've heard that they don't do this anymore, which of course, you know, thank God, but they take you off your medication and put you into severe hypothyroidism before your radioactive iodine treatment. So for 6 weeks, I did not take any thyroid medication. And to put it mildly, or I don't even know how to put this, but it was the worst thing that could ever happen to me. I was working in a spa as a nail technician. I lost so many of my clients because I couldn't work on them fast enough because you only have like a certain amount of time.
Didn't feel well. You felt sluggish. You felt bad.
The only thing I did was sleep, eat, and go to work. And I don't even know how I went to work. Honestly, I don't know how I worked. My face blew up. My eyes blew up. you know, just puffiness everywhere. I gained about probably a good 15, 20 pounds. Then I had to take the iodine, radioactive iodine treatment, stay in the hospital for 3 days, completely isolated, eating. Oh, and I couldn't have any iodine in my diet. I had to eat, you know, just no red dyes, no salt. Like, I could have salt, but it couldn't be sea salt. It had to be like, you know, non-iodized salt or whatever. It was a miserable experience. And I had to do it the first time in the hospital. The second time, because they make you do it twice in the same year. Again, take me off of all my medications 6 months later. And that was another miserable experience, same as the first one. And then another 15, 20 pounds came on. And that was it. I mean,
you were right back where you started from, right?
Right back. And I was about 163 pounds for a long time. And I tried to go back on the 6 week body makeover. It just wasn't working for me. I tried Weight Watchers again. I did lose about 20 pounds, but then of course hit the plateau. Then of course, you know, you go to these meetings and what are you eating? Why aren't you, you know, why aren't you drinking all your water? So it was always my fault. And I love Weight Watchers. I mean, I think people who are on Weight Watchers doing it with intermittent fasting probably have a much easier time than not. I mean, I'm not trying to put down any program at all. If it works for you, fantastic. I mean, all the power to you. I have friends that are lifetime members and stay with it, and they're doing really great. I think I'm crazy, but I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I mean,
we all face stress in our daily lives. What if the answer to a better stress response is in one key nutrient? I'm talking about magnesium, and specifically Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. This one-of-a-kind product is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which could have a positive effect on our stress response. But don't take my word for it. Here's a quote from a 2020 issue of the scientific journal Nutrients. Results suggest that stress could increase magnesium loss, causing a deficiency. And in turn, magnesium deficiency could enhance the body's susceptibility to stress, resulting in a magnesium and stress vicious circle. I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. It's the only organic full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium for stress resilience and better sleep. Simply go to bioptimizers.com/ifstories. Promo code IFSTORIES10 to get your magnesium breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. That's bioptimizers.com/IFSTORIES, promo code IFSTORIES10.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and t-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Well, there actually are people that are combining Weight Watchers with intermittent fasting successfully. And I think some of their programs, yeah, all their programs aren't alike. You know, I've not ever done Weight Watchers, which is shocking since I tried everything in the world except that. I know. I didn't do Weight Watchers and I didn't do Nutrisystem. But I did Jenny Craig and I counted calories and I counted everything else. So, but I never did Weight Watchers, which, like I said, was shocking. I guess because I saw my mother do it and it didn't work for her. Because she was always up and down. So maybe I was like, all right, that one's out. Didn't work for my mom. I'm going to try something else. But I know some of the Weight Watchers plans have, they encourage you to eat real foods. And so I think those types of plans coupled with an intermittent fasting plan could be a good way to eat, you know. But really, I don't want to count anything ever again.
You know, my brother, well, I mean, I'll get into my whole family and everything, but quickly, my brother's doing keto and IF, and he's counting, and I'm just like, oh, that's just too much energy for me. I just can't. Good for you. I'm glad it's working for you, but no, thank you. But Weight Watchers, you know, it was always my fault, you know, so just like, you know, thank you very much, and I was kind of over it. And then I'll fast forward to the end of 2018, a friend of mine had dropped a lot of weight. And I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, intermittent fasting. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And okay, so I'm Jewish. So when I hear the word fasting, I think dry fasting. And I hear, you know, and I'm just like, oh no, that's horrible. What are you doing to yourself? You're crazy. And, you know, and anybody who is Jewish listening to this will understand what I'm saying. You know, in many cultures, the Islamic culture, the Jewish culture, and I'm sure there's some other cultures that fast for religious purposes.
Right. The Christian culture. Yep. But y'all do a dry fast. How frequently, like major holidays? How many?
Well, there's one major holiday, Yom Kippur, that we all, well, not all of us, but most of us will do a 24-hour dry fast. It's from sundown to sundown. And, you know, I never really did a dry fast because I just, you know, I get hangry. I'm a mean person when I'm not eating. And so it's never been something that I've liked to do. But I know that with the Orthodox, they do, I think it's a monthly thing that they do a dry fast for different holidays every month. I mean, I won't swear to that, but I'm pretty sure. But so when my friend said, oh yeah, it's intermittent fasting, I was just like, you know, no, I don't think I could do that.
No, thank you.
And so she kind of explained it to me. Oh, you could drink all day long while you're fasting, but you only eat from, like she was giving me the 16-8 plan. So you only, you know, so you can eat for 8 hours and fast for 16. But in this 16-hour fasting window, you could drink. But she didn't know about the clean fast. So because she didn't read any books, she was just told by somebody. And she only drinks water anyway, because she doesn't like tea or coffee or anything like that. So here I am thinking, oh, I could drink my coffees. I could drink my teas. I could put my sweet, my stevia. I'm good.
There you go. Yeah.
And I lost a little weight, but then stagnated. And I was like, you know, no. And again, I was working as a nail technician, not making a lot of money. And, you know, it's cheaper to eat McDonald's than it is to eat real food. So I went back. It is. And God bless them. But, you know, it's like, what can you do? And so I was just like, you know, this isn't working. I don't know what she's talking about. Good for her. I'm so glad it worked for her, but it's not working for me. So I went back to eating my McDonald's and my donuts and all that other stuff. And hey, I still eat McDonald's.
I think there's a lot of people out there. Well, I had some last weekend. I still like it. I was talking to my husband the other day, and I said, you know, there's some things I still like. And so we were talking about Halloween candy and how there's some things I still like and some things I don't. And I said, McDonald's is one of the things that I never have lost my taste for. I don't eat it very frequently. Maybe, you know, a couple times a year, a few times a year. But he's like, what? You're eating? I was like, well, I was out of town. And so I had it. So he thought I was like secretly eating McDonald's, but no. But I was traveling to the beach. But it's still got a place for me.
Yeah. And so, you know, I was eating that and, you know, and I was what I could afford at the time. And it was like, okay, so whatever. And fast forward a little bit further to March of 2019. And my friend Fred, who, you know, he's a moderator, I've known for years. And he put on his website, Facebook, you know, that he has gotten rid of all of his allergies. And I was like, what? And he's like, I don't take any medication. All my allergies are gone. And I know he has a lot of other health issues, which he talks about freely all the time. And, you know, and I was just like, what is he doing? And I have severe allergies. And at the time, I was really bad. I was going to the doctor. I was just about to start taking shots for my allergies. I couldn't sleep. I had to sleep sitting up because I felt like I was drowning and, you know, the whole thing, it was ugly. And so I texted him and I go, what are you doing? Tell me now, what are you doing? I need to know because I need to get rid of these allergies, whatever you're on or whatever you're doing. And he goes, oh, I'm intermittent fasting. And I go, huh?
Like, I didn't realize that you came to me through Fred. I love Fred. He was a, you might have said that in the email where you signed up for the podcast, but it's been months since you signed up, so I forgot. But yeah, Fred was on the podcast early on. He was an earlier episode.
Yeah, he sent me the
people can go back and find the Fred episode.
He's got a great dry sense of humor, and you know, I listened to his podcast, and I was cracking up. And I was just like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, first of all, get Jen's book." And I was like, oh, okay. And so immediately he goes, and start with 16-8. and you have to do a clean fast. And I was like, what is a clean fast? And so then he told me, and I was like, so maybe that was the reason why it didn't work the first time. And so,
yeah. And, you know, I was going to say it before, and then I got sidetracked by the McDonald's conversation. But I think there's a lot of people out there who have, you know, they think intermittent fasting doesn't work for them because they tried it and they didn't know about the clean fast. And then they struggled and they didn't lose weight and it was hard. And then they're like, yeah, I tried that. It didn't work. And I really, you know, I feel like my mission is to spread the word of the clean fast and to have people try that. Even if they think they tried it and it didn't work, give the clean fast a try and just see if it doesn't make the difference. It will. It will.
It will. Oh my God, it will. And, you know, I immediately, that day, like as soon as I got off the text with him, I was like, that's it. That's what I'm doing. I bought your book. I bought Dr. Jason Fung's book. I watched his videos. I downloaded all your podcasts. I was just like, that's it. I'm doing it. And, you know, my allergies are 1,000 times better. They're not completely gone, but they're 1,000 times better. I'm just now taking only 2 pills a day to get rid of, you know, to help me out. And I could sleep lying down, which is just a miracle in itself. But, you know, he has been my go-to person. If I have any questions, you know, I go to him, and it has just been life-saving. And then that summer, my mother had to have emergency surgery. And I think I even posted this on your page. She had to have emergency surgery. And after the surgery, because she's, at the time she was 81, she's now going to be 83 this month, but at the time she was 81. And they told us that one of the side effects of, you know, her age being, you know, that old and having this kind of a surgery, it was a hernia surgery, she could have some pretty severe side effects. And one of them was a heart attack. And she ended up having a massive heart attack after the surgery. So thank God she was in the hospital when that happened. She didn't even realize it was happening. And I get to the hospital the following day, and thank God, I thank God every day for a lot of things, but I thank God for intermittent fasting, because that saved me. That helped me to be in the moment, to be with her constantly, just, you know, be by her side and not have to think about eating. And, you know, my hunger issues and all that other stuff, they were just gone. And I was, you know, we didn't know if we were gonna, you know, if she was gonna make it. And, you know, I really wanted to be with her the whole time in the hospital. And so that saved me. That intermittent fasting saved me. And so.
And how has she recovered from that?
Oh my God. Well, it turns out that she's had a heart problem that they refused to diagnose, of course, you know, whatever. But they put her on Lasix, which is a heavy duty diuretic. She lost 40 pounds in the hospital in 2 weeks of pure water off of her body. She, from that moment on, I was like, Mom, we're intermittent fasting together. She was like, great, because I hate breakfast anyway. I've been telling you for all my life, I don't like eating breakfast. And I've been fighting her on that. You have to eat breakfast. It speeds up your metabolism. And now she's been right this whole time. I'm like, you know.
Darn it, Mom.
She has lost a total of 100 pounds. And I mean, including the 40 that she lost in the hospital. And honestly, it's my mission to keep her alive for as long as I possibly can. And intermittent fasting is my way of doing it. And she's loving it. She just thinks it's the greatest thing. And honestly, I've gotten my entire family on intermittent, like entire family. My brother, like I mentioned, he was one of the last ones to do it. His wife, my sister-in-law, who I just absolutely love, she's a vegetarian. She wanted to try it, but she was kind of skeptical, but she got the flu and hadn't eaten for 24 hours. She goes, well, this is the perfect time to try it. And
I guess I'm doing it now.
She's on it. She's lost weight. And then my brother finally, when he saw my weight loss and my sister-in-law's weight loss, he decided to, but he's the kind of person, oh, I'm not going to do 16-8. I'm going to do 24-1, you know, he's that person. So, but he, you know, he does it with the keto. He's lost a ton of weight, which I'm so grateful for, because again, coming from my family, he was always thin as a kid, but then once, you know, he got a job, he stopped playing around with sports and everything, he got really heavy and his weight and you know, is in the middle, his middle section, which really scared me. Like, I'm like, you know, and my grandfather died of a massive heart attack. So I'm like, dude, you need to do something. So happy that he found something. My stepsister, she got a little heavy and she called me and she goes, "You're the guru. What do I do?" I'm like, "This is it. This is what you do." Within like 6 weeks, she lost 10 pounds. Like, and she's older than me. She's in her 60s and she's like, "Hey, you know, I've already lost 10 pounds. I'm, you know, back into all my old clothes. I'm feeling so good." I was like, "Oh my God, that's so fantastic." I think my sister-in-law's family started doing some stuff. I mean, I actually was so moved by all your pages and everything. I opened up my own page on Facebook called, you'll laugh. I don't know if you'll laugh, but it's called the Valley.
I'm not going to laugh. Well,
I don't know. It's called the Valley Girls Guide to Intermittent Fasting, because I don't remember if you remember the movie Valley Girl, which was based.
I do.
Okay. So I'm a Valley Girl. So because I live in the San Fernando Valley. And so I thought that that was a cute little title. Plus, I was thinking maybe one day I'll write a book and that will be the name of the book.
I love it.
Yeah. So
how old are you? Will you share how old you are?
I just turned 55 last Saturday. I just turned 55. So
We're close.
Yeah,
we're
pretty close. I mean, I think you're what, 50? Turned 50?
I'm 51.
Okay, so you're my brother's age. Yeah, 51. You're my brother's age. He just turned 51 2 days ago. So, yeah, so we're, I've got about, I mean, it's a small group. It's like maybe 50 people. So if anybody wanted to join the group, you don't have to live in the San Fernando Valley to join it.
You have to say, like, oh my God. Do you have to say that? Totally.
Oh my gosh. Oh my. Yeah, I was never really happy about that. but you know, and I also opened up an Instagram page. I'm not very, you know, I'm not very active on it. I try, but I work full time. It's just Instagram and Facebook. I try. I have a lot of friends that post stuff on there, but it's not a, you know, but if anybody had any questions, I always get notifications and I always try to answer as quickly as possible. But you know, Fred is part of that. He lives in Canada. You know, he makes comments. He's fun. But, you know, it's just been a lifeline. It's been a life-saving thing for me, for my mom, for my family. And I just like to spread as much of the word as I possibly can. And I post pictures. I've had a lot of naysayers as well. I've had some friends, like I don't know if I didn't mention this, but I also did Arbonne. And I sold Arbonne.
And I remember that. I've had friends that have done that. Are there teas and pills?
There's teas. No, there's teas and there's protein shakes and you eat.
Okay, shakes.
Two shakes a day and then you have a meal at the end of the day. But then you're supposed to have snacks also. So it's like one of those six times a day.
That I did that with an Isagenics, a similar kind of a program.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you do the shakes and the meals. I was always so much hungrier with those shakes. Oh.
I never lost anything. And here I am supposed to try and sell this. And, you know, you sell yourself. So if you're not losing weight, how am I supposed to sell these kits? And they're not cheap. I mean, they're expensive kits. And, you know, I did try, and I've had a few friends that I've had to stop kind of speaking to because they saw that I was doing intermittent fasting and they were like saying such negative things about how I'm starving myself and that I'm depriving myself. And I was just like, you know, I'm not, and I would post pictures of the food that I was eating. This is not starving. This is, you know, I'm feeding my body what it needs. And if I don't need something, then I'm not going to give it to them and, you know, give it to it, you know, my body. And I mean, like I said, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, my before and after pictures are insane. And I honestly am so much healthier and so much happier. And my numbers are insane. And I hardly take any thyroid medication, you know, and I have no thyroid. So it's like, for me, it's like I take 100 milligrams a day and that is it. And for somebody who doesn't have a thyroid, I think that's amazing.
So how much weight did you go on to lose so far?
So far, I think I'm about 45 pounds. Right now, I'm at another plateau. I'm kind of hovering between 119 and 121 pounds, but I'd like to get down to about 100 and see where that takes me. I'm only 5 feet, again, people think I'm crazy. No, you're going to be too thin. And
well, that actually is what I've heard is like a rule of thumb, good weight, like 100 pounds for your first 5 feet and then 5 pounds per inch after that. Now, that's not going to be universal because it depends on frame size. And, you know, some people that isn't going to universally work. But 100 pounds for 5 feet seems like a good weight just based on that formula.
Right, right. And I was just like, look, I'm going to try and get there. If I get there, great. If I don't, whatever. I mean, right now I'm in a size, I'm not looking at weight. I mean, I can't get rid of my scale because of my mom. The doctor's like, you know, you have to weigh yourself every day for my mom because of her issues. So the scale is there and, you know, I do get on it and I do use the Happy Scale, which I love, but I'm looking at size and right now I'm at a size 6 and it, getting a little loose on me, but I'd love to get down to like a 0 or a 2, wherever that weight is, that's fine. So, you know, what am I going to do? I mean, I am 5 feet. I'm not going to grow, you know, it's like,
no. And your body's doing what it's doing.
I have to work with what I've got.
So you mentioned that you've had some non-scale victories, that your thyroid medicine is down. What other non-scale victories have you had?
Oh, well, the allergy pills. I don't have to take my inhalers anymore. That's gigantic. What other don'ts? You know, my size, I went from like a size, I was busting out of my size 14s and refused to buy bigger clothes. And now I'm down into a 6. And I don't know about where you're from, but around here we have these buy nothing Facebook pages where you can give things away for free. And all you have to do is go pick them up. And I've pretty much got my whole wardrobe from this buy nothing Facebook page.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's so funny that you mentioned it. I had never heard of one of those ever until like 2 days ago. Someone in our are you in our Life Lessons with Jen and Sherry Facebook community?
No, I never even heard of that one. Oh.
Well, it's a new group. We just started it. It's only been about a month. By the time this comes out, it will have been a while. But we've started a new podcast called Life Lessons, and it's not about intermittent fasting. But someone in the Life Lessons with Jen and Sherry Facebook community was talking about a buy nothing Facebook page, and that sounded like such a great idea. I don't have time to start one. We need somebody in Augusta. Maybe we have one, but we need one. Someone needs to start one in Augusta because I'm always getting rid of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And all you have to do is put it on your you just put it on your porch. I live in an apartment, so I always have to bring it down, so I have to make sure I'm home. But you just leave it on your porch, and the person comes and gets it, and it's gone. And at least you know it's going to somebody who can use it, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be clothes. It could be anything. And I've got so much clothes. I got a bag, a garbage bag. It was so full that the bag broke as I was picking it up and putting it in my car. And I went through the whole entire thing and everything that I didn't want, I regifted. So it was such a great, it's so great. And so I did that and I've gotten a whole new wardrobe. So I'm, you know, down into a size 6. I'm trying to think of other non-scale victories. I mean, I got a job. Fred thinks I got the job because of intermittent fasting. Yeah, I had a very strange. I used to do Uber and Lyft, and which I think is a great, fantastic way to make some extra money or make a salary if that's your only job. I mean, it really is. You make your own schedule and everything. And with the nail job, I had to supplement my income, so I did Uber and Lyft. And one day I was on my way to the nail salon and I thought, well, you know, if I can get a good ride, I'll take that instead of going to the nail salon because I didn't have any appointments and I was just going to sit there and do nothing. And I got a good ride and I pull up into this parking spot and this, you know, woman comes in, she's got a baby, you know, I'm thinking, oh, this is so cute, but she didn't have a baby seat, and which is not legal. So I was going to have to tell her no anyway. But this other kid comes by, so kind of a long story, so I'm going to make it as fast as possible, comes to my other window and says, don't pick up this ride. And I said, why? And he said, well, do you remember the Amber Alert that just blew? And I go, yeah. And he goes, she's the Amber Alert. And I was like, what? Yeah. I go, what? And he's like, yeah. And I started to panic. And he goes, don't worry, we've already called the police. So the sheriff's department, all of a sudden I hear all these sirens going off. The police were coming and the baby and she had her mother with her, which I didn't even know. She was hiding somewhere and ready to jump in my car. And they just took off and the police stopped me. make a long story short, she kidnapped her child from social services and was going to get in my car, and I was going to be taking her somewhere. And that was the impetus to get out of Lyft to Newport.
That would be a little scary. Yeah. Once you've got the fugitive riding with you.
Yeah. And I don't get scared easily. And that just, I lost it. And so I had the confidence to say, you know what, here's my resume and I'm going to get a job. And I went back into the old field that I was, you know, that I knew very well, which was insurance. And within a couple of months, I had a job. And this was a couple of years, like a year ago. And, you know, the job market was okay. It wasn't great. It was okay. And I got a job. And Fred's like, that's intermittent fasting. You had the confidence, you know, to go out there and get the job.
Well, I think so. I think that intermittent fasting bleeds over into so many other aspects of our lives. And there's a lot to be said for feeling more confident. And you had better energy and you felt good. And so you went in there and you just nailed it.
Yeah, right? I nailed it. I nailed the interview. I got the job that day. I mean, I called my mom and went, I got the job. And my mom's like, oh my God. And so I've been working there for a little over a year now and have kept the job. And I, you know, things have just been snowballing since then. You know, I've been able to pay off all my, you know, most of my debt. I'm planning on saving money to buy a place, which, you know, in California is not easy, but it's going to take a while, but unfortunately I don't have another option of leaving. So, you know, I got to do what I got to do, but yeah, all these little things. I stopped dyeing my hair and I'm letting the white shine, which I think
I've heard that a lot. Now, was that the pandemic inspired or was it the confidence of just being yourself?
It started out with the pandemic because I couldn't go to the salon. I'm also a hairdresser. I could have done it myself, but I was just like, just don't really want to. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm done. I'm over this. This, you know, the silver doesn't look so bad. It's not as white as I thought it was going to be. Here, I'll show you because I knew we could see each other.
We can see it. Oh, I like it. Yeah, it looks blonde.
Yeah, right? White is the new blonde.
It's pretty. Yep.
My hair is super thick, so it just kind of puffs out, you know, like, so I wear a hat. I'm waiting for it to grow out. I cut it all off. And I'm waiting for it to grow out. It used to be super long. It used to be like down to here. I was just like, we're going to do a big chop. And that was it.
And but now you're growing it out and it'll all be just your natural color and just beautiful.
It's great. I have all the confidence in the world with it. You know, I have my days, but you know, I'm like, not that I want to color it again. It's just, it's the length. I'm just dying because it's so right. Short and I'm just not used to it. But yeah, I mean, I've done so many weird things since, you know, intermittent fasting, that things that I've always wanted to do and never did because I never had the confidence. And I totally believe intermittent fasting is a confidence builder on top of a weight loss.
I think so. I mean, I've just heard it so many times, you know, and it gives us time to pause and to think, you know, what do I want out of life? And also, Suzanne, I think it's because it frees up all that mental space we used to waste on trying to find the next diet. Like we wasted a lot of headspace on that and now that's gone. And so we're like, now I got to do something else with my brain.
And, you know, when you talk about NSVs with thyroid issues, and I'm sure a lot of people who have thyroid issues will understand this, you get this balloon head where you just can't, you're just not connected. You're kind of like
foggy
in a drift. A lot of people blame that on menopause, which I'm postmenopausal. I hit menopause.
Me too.
Early. Yay. It's great.
I just got there.
I started menopause at 46 and I'm almost 10 years out. And I have always had this balloon head and I've never understood why I cannot connect. And I think that was another reason why I didn't have the confidence to go and get a real, you know, not a real job, because being a manicurist is a real job, I should say, a nine to five job where I just couldn't figure it out. And then with this intermittent fasting, let me tell you, I am sharper now than I have been in years. I wouldn't say I was as sharp as I was when I was 20, but I am sharper now than I was 5-6 years ago. you know, I can remember a lot more than I used to. I'm here. I'm in the now. I'm not like, huh? Like, I don't space out. Like, I would always space out. People would talk to me and I would always space out. Like, what? I'd make people repeat things.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
The mental clarity is amazing.
It's amazing. And I never believed it. When I would listen to your podcast, and people would say, oh, I'm so much clearer. Oh, like, uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Okay, whatever. That's not going to happen with me, you know, but it actually, it did. The other thing that people would say on your podcast, which I always laughed, was that their taste buds have changed. Like their tastes have literally changed. And I was like, mm-hmm. And you know, at the beginning, I would listen to your podcast every day while I was doing Uber and Lyft. I would make people listen to them. You know, like, I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm listening to these. Sorry. And so I was listening to a lot, and people would talk about how foods that they never liked before, now they like. And even I think you said something about, well, I never liked beets, but now I love beets. You know, it's like, I'll eat a beet. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. Very, you know, random. And so I hated soda water. And I thought, oh my God, people love soda water. How can they love soda water? I mean, and like literally I went out and bought some LaCroix, you know, the blue LaCroix. And I thought, I'll taste it. Yeah, I'll taste it. If I like it, great. If I don't, my mom will drink it because she loves that, you know. And I opened up, I haven't had soda in like 4 years because that was a Arbonne thing. That was the good thing about Arbonne. They got me soda. No, yeah. And I was addicted. And I'm talking probably a liter a day. So I'm like, I really miss the bubbles, but I really can't stand the taste of soda water. No, it's not going to work for me. So I cracked open a can and I took a sip. And I almost died. I was like, oh my God, where have you been all my life?
It's good, right? Change your taste there.
I am addicted. I went out and bought a Soda Stream because I thought, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I love those. They save on a lot of waste. You know, a lot of people love their LaCroix and they love their Topo, whatever that is. The
Topo Chico.
Yeah.
I never was on Team Topo Chico. San Pellegrino all the way.
I like San Pellegrino. And when I go to the store, I'll buy, if I really want to like a bottle of it, like that minute, I will buy either the Pellegrino or the Perrier. I tried the Topo, whatever. And not for me. LaCroix I like too. But, you know, in California, I don't know, maybe other states, we're really into like recycling stuff. But I was just like, what if I don't even need to do that? You know, like I don't. I make my own. And oh my God, I went to Bed Bath & Beyond and bought and had to trade in my canisters for new ones. And I just looked at the guy and I was like, this is like my crack. You know?
And he probably was like, you're crazy.
Yeah. He's like, okay, old lady, whatever your problem is. And I'm like, no,
But yeah, I think that's a great tip. Make your own, just get a Soda Stream, make it yourself, and you trade in the canister. And there's some new product that's in development. I can't remember the name of it, but it's, you don't even have to buy canisters. We're on back order. I don't know. I'm of no help, but y'all can do some looking and searching. Something out there that's new.
Yeah. So that changed.
Sparkle. I can't remember.
Oh, I'm gonna have to look, but that changed. And I am not team chocolate. I don't like chocolate. My family thinks I was adopted because they're all chocoholics. If something chocolate comes in front of me, it's like, no, pass. I'd rather have, you know, I'm a savory person. I'm not a sweet person. And now all of a sudden I like chocolate. You know, I don't love chocolate. I mean, I could totally pass it up, but I will have chocolate. I mean, you know, I'm team Snickers, but I'm not team Hershey. You know what I'm saying? But I can now eat, my mom loves those little Hershey mini bars that you can get at Costco. And some of them have the nuts in it. And I treat myself to a few now and then. But I mean,
my grandmother always had those bags of those, the mixed that had the different, the Hershey. My grandmother always had those. So I just had a little flashback to that, the little mini ones.
Yeah, we keep them in the freezer.
Yesterday was Halloween, mm-hmm. as we said at the beginning, yes. Since we're recording this on November 1st. And my husband bought Almond Joy for the trick-or-treaters. No. He bought Almond Joy and he bought little Dum Dum suckers. And I'm like, hey, sweetie, children don't like Almond Joys.
No coconut.
And he's like, what? Yeah, he didn't understand. But, you know, I taught elementary school for 28 years. So I would go to the door with the trick-or-treaters and I'm like, all right, would you like a sucker or would you like an Almond Joy? And they're like, sucker. One after the other. They wanted the sucker, except for this one kid who said, oh my, Almond Joy, I love them. And I'm like, all right.
Here you go.
It's your lucky day.
Here's 10.
Have a whole bag. Yeah.
I'm still not team coconut at all. Nothing with coconut. You know, I have my nephew. See, in California, we're still kind of closed down. So my nephew did the drive-by. And so I got a bag full of chocolate for him, you know, because his parents are my brother and my sister-in-law. They're no sugar team, you know, like, not that they don't love sugar. It's just they don't do sugar. So,
but they're doing the keto, right?
My brother does keto. My sister-in-law is a vegetarian. It's the most hilarious combination of people I've ever seen.
I bet it's hard.
Yeah. I mean, and my nephew is a combination. So for years, like my sister-in-law, my brother was in charge of all the meat making for my nephew. She doesn't touch it. She doesn't want to look at it. You know, they're also, you know, no sugar because of the keto. And then my sister-in-law, you know, she had issues with candida. So she was like, no sugar for her. So she's been sugar free for years. And so she said, today we're going to let him have, you know, sugar. And I was like, all right, you know, that's cool. Well, I went a little crazy and I just put all the chocolate in his thing and gave him a bag. And so he went to 8 different stops and got all this, you know, candy for himself. And, you know, it's sad to see Halloween turn into something like this, but you know, I never thought my birthday was going to be, you know, in quarantine, and it was, and it turned out to be a good birthday. I went to Solvang for the day with a friend of mine, and you know, and that was different, but you know, so yeah, he did the drive-by kind. So we don't have trick-or-treaters this year.
Well, I'm glad he got to do something. I'm glad. Yeah. Georgia's a little less locked down than some of the other states. But my son Cal is in San Francisco. How far are you outside of San Francisco?
Well, we do it by time. So it's a good 8-hour drive or like a 45-minute
drive. Oh, so you're a long way from San Francisco. You're Southern California?
Southern, yes.
The valley is near Southern, LA. I don't know. You're a long way away from him.
Yes. I've only been to San Francisco a few times.
I don't know where anything is.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I've been to San Francisco twice, and I've never been to the LA area. I've just been to San Diego.
Oh, and, well, that's my dream home. Like, one day I will live there. San Diego's great.
It was beautiful. I loved it.
Love it. You know, San Francisco and LA are, I consider them polar opposites, but they're not. But, you know, you either love San Francisco or you love LA. You know, I like San Francisco, but it's too cold for me. I could not live there. It's just too cold.
Well, it's the first time Cal was there, he loved it and wanted, and that was like, that's where I'm going to be. So there he is.
Yes. No, San Francisco's a great town. It really is. In a lot of great outside suburban areas too. Palo Alto. Oh yeah. It's great.
He lives right in the middle of it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We are almost out of time. So what would you tell someone I know it goes by so fast. What would you tell someone just starting out with intermittent fasting, or what do you wish you knew when you first started?
Well, one thing I wanted to mention was patience, because a lot of people, when you first start out, you start with a diet mentality. And that mentality really takes a long time to change. I'm still in that mentality. Like yesterday, I ate a lot. And I only usually eat one meal a day, and I probably had like three yesterday. And so today I'm like, don't beat yourself up. It's just one day. You still intermittent fasted.
I think I had like three meals yesterday too. Was it something in the air? I started eating at noon, and my husband's like, are you eating again? I'm like, yeah, I'm hungry. I don't know why.
I know. I'll start off with just admitting I had two donuts in the morning. And I was just like, never do that. And I was like, oh, that's just so bad. And then I was like, well, now you're feeling kind of sick. So maybe you should have some little proteins. And then I was really hungry around 6:30. And I thought, oh my God. And it must've been all that sugar that I had. So I did eat. And I'm just like, you know what? Close your window. You're done. And tomorrow's a new day. So patience. Diet mentality is something that you have to really work on to get past. And intermittent fasting, even, and I always say this, intermittent fasting, the word fast is in the title, but that does not mean it's going to come off fast. You're not losing the weight fast. It's just the title of the lifestyle. Also, I try and tell people, this is a lifestyle. It's not a diet. A diet is, what you eat. This is a lifestyle of when you eat. So when you change your mindset on how this works, things start to click, and then you're not as worried, about it all the time. So I try and tell people, like I have a friend who just wants to lose it yesterday. And I'm like, you're lucky if you lose a few pounds in the first month, count yourself blessed. But it's not a diet. This is not going to come off fast, and you need to learn patience. And so
it's not. And the patience is huge.
Huge.
Well, Suzanne, thank you so much for being here today. And I really enjoyed it. Do you have an intermittent fasting story to tell? Email me at jen@intermittentfastingstories.com and I'll add you to the lineup. That's GIN@intermittentfastingstories.com. The world wants to hear your story. That's it for today. Remember, I may have a doctorate, but I'm not a medical doctor. So don't use anything you hear on this podcast as a substitute for medical advice. Please always check with your doctor or healthcare provider if you have medical questions. I'll talk to you next week, Fasting Family, where we will hear another inspiring story. Have a great week and fast on. Intermittent Fasting Stories is edited, mixed, and mastered by Resonate Recordings. To learn more, visit them at resonaterecordings.com or email them at hello@resonaterecordings.com. Intermittent Fasting Stories listeners will receive a free offer if you mention that you heard it on the podcast.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.